You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Hi, I'm Matthew Sklar, composer of The Prom.
Hi, I'm Chad Beglin. I'm lyricist and co-screenwriter of The Prom.
Hi, I'm Adam Anders, producer and executive music producer of The Prom.
Hi, I'm Gordon Cox. I am a contributing theater editor at Variety and the host of Variety's Stagecraft podcast. What are some of the Easter eggs in the movie that you were hoping people would discover? Like, there's a lot of Chicago references in, you know, or sort of at least a kind of Fosse references in something like Zazz. Like, tell us about some of the Easter eggs that are waiting for people to discover.
I'd say they're more tributes than Easter eggs, because we're not didn't really hide anything very well if we were trying to hide anything.
You're right.
Like, it's not about me. Certainly a tribute to Andrew Lloyd Webber. It felt right for Dee Dee to burst into the PTA meeting and sing in a recitative. It just exudes arrogance.
I want to tell the people of whatever this town's called.
And then when it kicks in, we stayed in that Evita world with a Latin feel, but a 7/8 time signature, which Lloyd Webber always likes to do. He loves to write in those odd time meters. And then Love Thy Neighbor, tribute to our friend Stephen Schwartz and Godspell. That felt like the exact right feel.
Kaylee has a small tattoo. That tattoo would be taboo. Kaylee, guess what waits for you? And the fiery pits of hell.
Hey! And certainly all of my theological knowledge is through Godspell and Children of Eden and Jesus Christ Superstar, like any theater nerd. And Changing Lives embraces the Jerry Herman Broadway feel, I think.
When I'm in character, I go insane. I stagger, I stammer, I sob. I make the audiences feel my pain. And if they don't leave depressed, then I've not done my job.
I think those are the ones that I was like, we're doing a tribute to these people and Zazz. But everything else, I think, you know, we just played with different feels and whatever felt fresh and right for the character we would go with. But those are the four that come to my mind. Chad, what do you think?
Well, it's funny. The one specific instance is when we did the show, Dee Dee sings about having been in Beauty and the Beast, and that opened up this whole conversation. Well, who was she? And of course she had to be Mrs. Potts. So we had this line that the principal said and it didn't fit in, and then Casey brilliantly just had her do a little teapot move and everybody went, oh, okay, we get it. That's right.
I love that move. It's a great
But yeah, I think we didn't really hide the Easter eggs. We just put them out on the table and, you know.
Yeah. Enjoy your feast.
There's a little Wicked, isn't there? A little Wicked nod in Tonight Belongs to Us, Them, You, Me.
Yes.
Whatever. That's the, by the way, one of the jokes, Chad, is you kept changing it, right? So we kept changing the title. I don't know if you noticed. None of us have ever named it, called it the same thing twice. Like,
right.
Tonight Belongs to You, Tonight Belongs to Them, Tonight Belongs to Us. We're like, I don't know which one's the other one. So
I don't either.
There's an Easter egg hunt
exactly.
for you there.
Exactly.
Figure out what the real title is.
Exactly.
There's some visual Easter eggs in there that Ryan dropped that I won't say anything more, but when I saw one of them, I'd seen the movie 100 times and I noticed it and I literally spit my coffee out. It was so funny when I noticed it. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, okay.
Well. A little trivia for you. Yeah. Ryan likes to do those little things that you don't notice until the 100th time you see it.
Thanks for listening. This has been a production of the Broadway Podcast Network in association with Netflix and Sony Masterworks. Be sure to watch The Prom on Netflix and grab the soundtrack everywhere streaming music is found.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUFS creator Shayna Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary, and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. Suf's The Original New Musical from Shana Taub is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Suffs. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Suffs celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com.